What's up, everyone? What's up?
Radio.
Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. It is a beautiful Monday, beautiful Monday. I know it's a little earlier than we usually do. I know you're like, it's during the day. But yes, we're doing a special, special, special time of just for MLK Day. And so, yes, there will not be a late show today, but there will be the early show that's on now, be a full hour. And got a very special guest co-host. What's up, Mizzy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? What's up? Well, before we come back, we're gonna be back, everybody. That's the co-host for the day, and we'll be back. You listen to Life of the Dust Live. Yeah.
Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust. Dust Body Radio. You need to tune in. Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models. You got them. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, on. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. It is Hot After Dust Monday. Hot After Dusk Monday. Man, I'm just very ecstatic, you know, about today's show. Because, you know, first of all, y'all know, a lot of y'all don't get to hear the show live sometimes because of the time it comes on the day, but, heck, it's coming on today. Y'all get a special daytime show, so enjoy it. If you miss any parts of the show, you know, you can always listen to it. Or blogtalkradio.com/CEDJ, CEDDY, letter J. Also on iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and that's how you can find the show. All right, so, and let me go ahead and tell my group to shout to our sponsors. First sponsor, audible.com, and that's where you can get over 150,000 titles from whatever genre you could think of. And basically what it is an audio book place. So if you're a person who doesn't really have time to read the book, you can actually listen to the book. Because some of us, we're in the car, on the move, and, you know, we don't get a chance to read like we want to. So, bam, that's what audible.com is for. So go to audibletrial.com/CEDJ, and go there, you get a free 30-day trial, and you get a free audio book with that. So there you go. All right, and my other sponsor is Notorious Unati, which Notorious Unati brings you the Naughty Moments of the Week every week. So y'all check them out at facebook.com/NNTeam. And I keep up with that guy going. They got some hot events. They have the cruise coming up, Trouble with Curves, and check that out. You know, you want something a little bit different, something progressive to do, there's something you need to get involved with. All right, well, now we got that out of the way, we'll go ahead and again welcome to the show very special guest co-host who also will be happening to be interviewing as well, the very beautiful Miss E.
Right. Yeah.
So we're glad to have you on the show, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be here.
And also, we also got to dig you out because, you know, you're also going to be, you know, a lot of people that was waiting. They go crazy and want to know when I'm going to tell them certain things like this. But, you know, as far as who's going to be on the cover of the next issue, the upcoming issue, oh, she's actually going to be on it. So I want to congratulate you for making it, for being the person that we'll be having on the cover.
Right. Thank you a lot.
And with that being said, I'm going to jump to my time machine and go backwards for you as far as with modeling. You know, what you know, we kind of talk about this in the magazine too, so y'all kind of get a quick answer on that, but it's an in-depth answer. As far as, you know, you getting started with modeling, what made you want to start doing it in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's always been a passion that I had. Like, I started around, I was young, I say around 11. Like, I got this camcorder, actually, for Christmas, digital camera camcorder, and, like, it went from there. After school on weekends, it's just how I spent my time getting my people to record me, walking, taking pictures, doing everything. And it was like, you know, you could do it. You can model, though. I'm like, I really like to do it. So, hey, I'm going to take a shot at it. So I'm like, this is the beginning of it. I wasn't really doing too much, but now the beast has risen. You know, ready.
Now, because it is a question, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they see me, they go, oh, it looks good. Oh, yes, I'm going to model. And they, and, you know, it just looks easy to them. And when they get involved with it, they see that, you know, some of them don't last long because what they thought was how what was modeling wasn't what they thought modeling was. And for you,
right.
You know, what made you decide to actually take it more serious and, you know, not and realize, and what was that turning point that you realized that, hey, you know, it's more than just taking pictures or more than just looking good?
I seen that, like, after I got scammed a few times, actually. I was like, okay. They wanted to see the pictures. They were just asking for pictures here and there. And I'm like, okay, like, you don't want to talk. You don't want to do anything else. And it was just a lot of scams that made me, you know what, I got to take another route. Because, like, I think I was going it the wrong way at first.
No, we don't. You know, we gotta get a gunshot on that. We got time. Anybody got time for that? People doing that nonsense. You know, and that's a thing too. Yeah, some people don't realize that about the industry about not. There are people out here who just want pictures. I see some of these sites. They had the pictures up, and you look at them and they go, wow, what the heck is going on? Like,
they
just have, like, there's no endorsement of the model and vice versa. Like, some of these Facebook groups, I see them, and they just put model pictures up all day. But the model's not endorsement, so it kind of always makes me worry that they just take pictures and they saw it look good and use them, because people getting twisted that don't you got to have to lose things of them.
Right.
So what was the point that you said you came to the point where you said, hey, I realized I was going in the wrong direction? What was the big turning point that actually led you to, you know, that you know it was some positive vibes and that, hey, okay, not everything is a scam now. Because
mm-hmm.
you get scammed a couple of times, you almost want to give up.
It was like the end of last year. I started working with Ronaldo Creator, and, like, it was like he was the first one that I actually worked with that actually came at me correct, that actually done something for my benefit and not theirs. So he kind of he influenced me a lot, made me say, hey, yeah, I'm really gonna take this to the next level.
And I want to definitely give him a shout out too, because, you know, without him, I wouldn't even know about you. A shout out to Ronaldo, because you know, and that's been the case with a lot of y'all, man. Like, and I want to, you know, because this is gonna lead to my next question. You know, you were very humble in your approach to me. You didn't, you know, even though you're a very beautiful woman, you didn't come you didn't feel like, hey, I'm beautiful, so I'm supposed to get wherever I want type of stuff. And so, you know, as far as being humble, how do you, I know there's a beaten path that people are like, oh, people always ask that question, but, you know, people, everybody has a different way they approach it. And my question to you is, again, what keeps you so humble, and how are you able to not let, no matter how much fame that keeps coming towards you, not get to your head?
Because I have a lot of faith. I pray a lot. I talk to God a lot. Like, he keeps me going, really. My grandma, she keeps me going a lot. Like, those are, I just got to do it for them.
Okay. But, yeah, and that's what's up, because family is a big thing to me. And that's what keeps me, that's one of my biggest supporters of my show and whatnot. All right, so what we're going to do, I'll go to a music break, go to a quick song break, come back, and then we're going to talk to you some more. And then, of course, we got some hot topics, hot news to talk about today, so y'all stay right here. You listen to Life of the Dust Live, Hot at the Dusk, Monday, special early edition with our special guest, Ms. E. All right. So this track we're going to play now, I'm trying to think, I want to be turned up, I want to be chill. I'm going to get kind of turned. So here we go. This is my girl, Red Shades, is Vibing Cool, and we'll be back.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Ooh, they tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific, I do it by my lonely, and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna
trip.
Robin and Good. All right, we're back. And that was my girl Red Shades with Vibin' the Cooling. Back with a special guest host, my girl Miss E. And she's in the building. Hey, I told y'all know I should have forewarned her before she came to the show, y'all. You know, y'all should have told her, too, that when you come to the show, it's like good and bad. It's like the angel on my shoulder on the first half of the first half, and then it's like the devil on my shoulder on the other half. So, like, the devil's on my shoulder on this half, so I hope she's ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Be ready, like city. All right, so the first one I'm going to ask you is, as far as your favorite shoot, what was your favorite shoot and why?
My favorite shoot is actually Chuck Taylor. Why? I don't know, but they just compliment me really well. They look real good on my feet. The fresh pair. Yeah, that's me right there.
That's what I wear most of the time is Chucks. I need to give you some brand new ones. I hate when they get wrecked. How long do you wear your Chuck Taylors? Are you one of the people like me where you wear them for a while, even if they get a little scuffed up?
Because I can actually keep shoes. I don't go through shoes like that. I take care of my clothes and my things like that. So it lasts me.
Oh, so you're not one of those people that go there. That's in the Jordan line every try a new pair of Jordans coming out.
I know. You would never catch me standing out there waiting for some Jordans. I can't do it. I just have to wait.
But you don't want to stay in line for hours and pay like $150 to $300 for some shoes?
I mean, not this day and time, no, I wouldn't. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's how I look at it. I respect shoes. I don't like waiting in line for my paycheck. I'm gonna wait a lot of spend my money? Nope. Not happening. Okay, so all right, here we go. And this moment is not a Moments of the Week is being brought to you by Notoriously Naughty. You gotta check them out at facebook.com/NNT. So, with that being said, what's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Okay. It was like a whole day thing. You know, it was like me and my ex, we went out on a date. You know, our date was to Spencer's. That was our date. We went to Spencer's. And I got what I want, and they got what they wanted. And
got what I want. That's too general. Can we get a little more specific?
I mean,
I got everyone, and they go, boo.
The date thing to Spencer's was I guess that was the sweet part. But I guess, you know, when we got home, things got a little hot. Things got really hot, actually.
Okay.
It's a little crazy. But, you know, you could go from there, can't you? We took a date to Spencer's. So how do you think that turned out?
So let me use my imagination, see if I paint the picture. Okay, so y'all was in the mall, right?
Right.
You was in the mall walking. Oh, let's go around the mall. You was in the mall, looking around. Bam. Mm-hmm. You saw Spencer's.
That was our whole point of going to the mall.
Oh, y'all were suggesting y'all okay, so hold on, let's go back. I gotta write the story right.
Right.
Okay, rewind button. Oh, yeah, I walked to the mall. You said, we go to, we need to find the Spencers. Yeah, I went to the mall directory, looked it up, bam, Spencers over there, went to Spencers. Then, you went in, when you went to Spencers, you're like, what are we looking for? So you looked around, and you're looking for something fun.
No, we were actually, we got a lot of edible things.
Oh, okay. See, that was, I knew I could find it out of you. I have a way of pulling the truth out of people. Okay, so you got some edible things. So, well, you got like some gum, like some candy bars from the front of something.
Let me see. Toys, edible toys. They have it all.
So what y'all do? So y'all like y'all basically want kind of like on a grocery shopping spree for like a well, except for toys. I was like, hey, we're gonna go. Y'all want a big old grocery list there. I'm just gonna get all this. Okay, and then flash forward. Then I brought them, went home, and said, let's put these to work, and the rest is history. Did I get it right?
Right. The rest is
history. I try sometimes. The rest is history. Y'all just gonna have to one day in the future, y'all have to get the rest of the story from her.
Right.
It gave y'all a little bit just something to think about.
Can't give you everything at once, you know?
We can't give you. It's too much to digest. That was almost too much for me to digest. Out a little bit, I just got mad. That was almost, and there's no pun intended considering that was edible things. But, okay, so, wow. Y'all been going hard this season. Wow.
Oh, no.
I almost forgot my next question was. All right, so, okay. As far as, if you had to pick three places in the world that you want to travel to, what would they be and why?
Okay, my first one would be it's called Fiji. It was like a Fiji resort. I don't even know where it is. But the rooms, they had an aquarium, like the walls were made of an aquarium. You could just
Oh, you're talking about Dubai.
It was a resort that's like it's not even open yet.
You got me. I think I know you're talking about. I see stuff like that. I'm like, wow.
I know, it's just so beautiful. And they had a lot of tropical animals. Well, not animals. They had a lot of tropical fish and all those things. And I would love to see that one day.
Okay. So that's one. That's one place. All right. Number two.
Well, I have to go to Jamaica.
Since Jamaica?
Yeah, Jamaica.
Why do you want to go to Jamaica?
I love Rasta.
Love Rasta? What do you love about Rasta?
I love the whole, like, I study them a lot, too. So I love the whole religion. I like the whole dread thing. I love the accent. I love the...
You love the medicinal things they do?
Right.
Medicinal. I love how we did that. Medicinal. So that's two. Number three.
I'm going to have to visit... I have to say Hawaii.
Okay, and why Hawaii?
Actually, I just want to try to put on that little skirt and and get in line and dance with the rest of the girls.
Oh, Lord, so you're trying to be, so you're going to be one of the hula girls. Oh, Lord.
Right.
So I take it before, because in order to be a hula girl, you got to have some rhythm. You got to be able to dance. Are you a person who can dance? Because there's some people, you know, they got two left feet.
No, I just have one. I can, you know, I can do a little something. I have
a little something. Can you twerk like Miley Cyrus? You know, that's a big thing. Everyone's trying to, you know, Miley Cyrus. Yeah, that's how you know if you can dance. If you can dance better than Miley Cyrus, then you can dance. I mean, which doesn't take much effort to do at all.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, you put me and Miley Cyrus up against each other, you'll see the battle.
Oh, who would win? Would it be you or Miley Cyrus that would win?
It would be me, of course.
Okay. You know, some people, I see them, but they Miley Cyrus might have just reversed for their money. So, okay, good. All right. So now, if you had 24 hours, out of 24 hours left to live, and you had, like I said, 24 hours to live, what crazy thing would you do? You can do as crazy, since it's your last 24 hours, you can do as much crazy things as you want to do in it. So how would you spend it?
I think I would go on a high-speed chase.
Wow. A high-speed chase?
Crazy, but hey. I mean, if I got 24 hours to live, I mean, why not?
Yeah, I guess, if they try to shoot you down, you could die anyway, so. Yeah, you got a point. Why not run? You know, run for fun. That's interesting. That's hilarious. So now we know that's what you would do.
Yes, I would.
So y'all see it through the high speed chase one day. Y'all know what time it is. She's running from the post. She's losing her last life. That's how she's doing it. All right. So, we got some hot topics we're going to talk about because that's what we do this here on Hot at the Desk Mondays. So, first, and y'all know I get a lot of my topics from because they're unique stories that I just don't get, and these people are pretty much idiots. All right, so my favorite site, one of my favorite sites, clumsycrooks.com. This is where you can find some of the stupidest criminals as well as, yes, stupid police too. All right, so which way did I want to go today? Because, there's always an idiot that loves to just do the most. All right, so. Y'all ready for this one? Here goes the first one. So, and this happened in Nashville, so Tennessee, y'all fucking up. A woman allegedly faked her death to avoid charges. A woman who prosecutors say faked her own death to avoid answering for a theft charge was escorted from a Nashville courthouse this week after apparently cutting herself with a pen. Shortly after Tuesday's start of a general sessions court hearing to resurrect a felony charge from 2011. Court officials noticed Sarah C. Moretti behaving unusually and realized she was attempting to harm herself. According to the judge, it was Judge Casey E. Moreland who was presiding over the hearing. So, and again, she was cutting herself with a pen. So I want y'all to figure that out. So I'm gonna throw this at you. So as far as missing, because y'all know how I'm gonna get when I interview people, how I feel. So before I get into that, I want to ask you, what do you think about this woman? You know, she's trying to avoid a theft charge, a felony charge, to be more exact, and she's trying to cure herself with a pen. Now, what's your take on that?
She's trying to kill herself with a what?
Like a pen. Like, you know, like a ballpoint pen. She tried to, like, she was cutting herself with a pen.
What? I mean, why would she do that? Why don't you just be a woman and take what's coming to you, you know? I mean, you did it, right? You caused all of it. And now she's going to try to kill herself at the end of the day.
here's my thing, because, as far as what happened, she had self-inflicted wounds caused by a pin on her arms, to be more exact. Mm-hmm. Check this out. The woman had a charge of stealing nearly $2,500 in merchandise from a Macy's department. And, wow, it's just crazy. It was dropped after court officials received the birth certificate that Moretti had died in Kentucky from a drug overdose. Wow. Oh.
I don't think she was really trying to kill. No way, because if she really wanted to, she would have. I don't think she really wanted to do it. She just wants some more attention, thinking this is going to get her out of, what she already done. But no, it was not that easy.
But here's my problem. Okay, so, because I'm going to do the math. I'm going to go look at the math. Let's see. Y'all got to get me put my thinking music on while I figure this out. Hold I was trying to find an answer on how long, if you had theft and you're being charged with theft, how long would you sit in jail for it? So, it all depends on how much you steal, because, let's see. So here's the example. One person ended up getting a first degree burglary for robbing two houses and got one felony theft of $8,000 and one misdemeanor of $300. And he was in jail. He's facing 32 years in prison.
Whoa. All
right, so that's that guy. So my take is, I'm still trying to figure out the math. How do you figure out about how long somebody would spend how long somebody would be in jail for this? And I still have not got the exact answer I want. It's like vague answers, BS. So it's based off the value of, it would be based on the value of the property. So she stole, again, that was $2,500. This one person, they could do anything up to 5 years in prison for $7,000. So she probably was looking at anywhere from about 2 to 5 years. But probably, this is what I'm thinking too, because we're not even accounting for the fact that she got, I'm still trying to do this math. We're not even counting the fact that she faked her death too, so that's gonna probably get it too for fraud. So yeah, she's gonna be in there for at least 10 years in my estimate. And my thing is this, she's gonna be in jail for 10 years. You're not getting put in the chair, so what is wrong with you?
She hit now.
So that's gonna leave me to, so my top, this is gonna base my topic of the day off of her, because I can't even read no more news. This woman is crazy. As far as if you're a person, how do you feel about snitching? Because a lot of people, they throw this word around. They say, "Man, you a snitch, man," but there's so many spectrums to that, because if somebody kills your family member and you knew who did it, would you go tell somebody? There's all these different things. What makes you a snitch?
I mean, it's very situational, I would say. I mean, a snitch is a snitch. Good or bad, I mean, a snitch is a snitch. If you telling, you snitching, but hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Because it can always come back on you. Not saying that, you know, it's fine, but hey, a situation, like you just said, what was dealing with your family? What if your family was missing and you know who had them? What would you do then? Would you take matters in your own hand? Make things even worse? Or would you go to authorities to get your loved one back? You know, it's all situational for me.
I don't know. I mean, some people say, this is how I feel. This is what I think is my opinion. This is what I think. When I think of a snitch, if you say you and your homeboy, y'all both go rob a bank together, right?
Right.
So then, you know, the cops end up arresting you.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, and it's they arrest you, they go, all right, you tell us who your accomplice is, and we'll give you less time. I think that, to me, that's when it's bad. Stuff like that. If you did the crime,
right.
If you were involved in the crime, you can't say nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you was involved in it, so you can't sit there and go, well, okay, I want to get out of this, so I'm going to tell on them. No, to me, that's BS, because that just turned the tables
mm-hmm.
back on. You know, you did the crime. So if you did it, y'all ride out, quote unquote, ride together. Then you got to die together.
Right. But you know, it ain't always like that, because you got someone out here that's fake. They're not going. You know, in the beginning, when y'all plotting, when y'all planning this whole thing out, yeah, everything's good. When something go take the wrong route. If you dealing with that wrong one, then hey, it's over for you.
Right.
That's why you
gotta
watch.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, here's the flip side to it. Let's say, all right, you weren't involved in the crime, but you saw somebody get killed. Let's say somebody got killed in your neighborhood. And you saw it, and you're not involved in crime. If you don't say nothing, I think you're more of a mark than not say nothing. Because first of all, you weren't involved in crime. So if you say something, it doesn't make you a snitch in my book. It makes you doing the right thing, because if somebody kills your family member and they saw it, you want them to say something. So it's
right.
Just a different. And it also depends on the crime, because, I mean, if it's something like you just steal it, somebody, y'all stole something, that's a whole other discussion. But, like, killing people, that's what a whole other different ballpark comes into play, because there's too many people involved in that.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so what we're going to do, we're going to go into another song break. We come back, we got some more to talk about. Y'all sit here, man. We'll be back. All right. This track we're going to go to now is this. I was confused. This is sitting for one of our troops. He doesn't know the artist's name. They are independent artists, and it's called Purple Skies. So I know the name of the track is called Purple Skies. Who does the track? I don't know. It was sent there for Miss Black. Big up to you for serving in the military, and here you go.
Purple sky. you disappear. You got your wine and liquor? Me, I'll have a beer. Cigarillo wrap tight, good green and air. Big stogie nigga, it look like a flare. Roll by a pro, hit like a snare. I just got off, don't care what's going on. As I proceed to get my smoke on, I've been hustling all day, time to have Capone. Kick back, grab sack, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. That's my cousin Wookie, energize a home. Yeah, that's nice, smell it, yeah, that's that L.A. I'm a box strong, ready, hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, coma toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby. Get sit back, relax, recline while I roll this pine. Plenty of perks that go round, I gotta keep a box. Now let's get 50 after that, let's get a fifth of box. Tonight is going down, girl, you in a player's town. You ain't messing with a rookie, I've been awful putting it down. I'ma let you know, baby, this here is what I stand. I'd about it, confident my goals to get a million man. Cause that what I be seeing, I ain't seeing nothing else. I'm making improvements to making it well. Cause I know in this game ain't nobody gon' give you help. Even my kinfolk, that's why I just stick to myself. With the left hand swinging, turning different corners. All by my damn self, blowing nigga marijuana. With my stunners on, cause I know them haters watching. It's 2008, so ain't no need for a cop blocking.
But I ain't got the time. Can't nobody compare to Mary when she on my mind. Dreaming through days and nights when I'm blowing purple clouds. That's the only girl I love and I say it loud. Ain't even got a rush cause I'm your Valentine. Rolling we with Newton, that's Albert Einstein. We like bonfire, the way we burning dimes. We like Captain Planet, can't be touched when I find divine. So stay up on my grizzly cause I just got it clean. Can't go wrong girl as long as you up on my team. Rolling up a fatty while I'm lacing you with lean. Too compatible, the kind of shit you don't hear a nigga dream. Can't get a job cause you won't allow my system to stay clean. Can't fight temptation cause sensation tell me all I need. So I just keep cheap and heavy on underground seaweed. Be without you hot, gon' tell them, tell them, tell them.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. Back for Life of the Dust Live. How's the Dust Monday, the early edition? All right, we got my girl, again, my special guest host, my girl Ms. E, who has been in the building all day with me on the show. So I appreciate you, you know, for coming through. It's been fun. We got a little more to talk about before you leave out. So... I'm agreeing. We were telling everybody that you will be in the upcoming issue of Human Cameras Magazine. So, kind of tell everybody about what you got coming up in there. What's the pictures? Kind of describe to them what they're going to see in a Cameras Magazine.
It's very lovish, very pink, is very Valentine-y, you know. It looks really good.
I'm gonna go into one of the pink ones and go into a more. Because you got three looks in there. One is the pink one. You got the. No, you should, because before I go into more, I'm kind of explain anybody about the outfits you went with this shoot first.
Okay, I have the pink lingerie look. Then I have this, it's like an Egyptian one piece looking thing. Gold, yeah, it's like you got a lot of gold stripes in it.
Okay, that's the bodysuit. Okay, okay.
Right. And
then you will want more look.
Oh yeah, I have the bear look.
All right, so I'm gonna go each one now. As far as, you know, because a lot of models, they're real apprehensive about not showing their skin and whatnot. You know, how did you get so comfortable in doing this shoot and showing off your skin? Because, you know, some people aren't comfortable with doing it.
Right. I mean, I'm comfortable with my body. I'm comfortable with myself. I love myself. So, hey, I said, why not show it off? I have it, right?
Okay. I can't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, though. Now, I mean, in the one, matter of fact, the one that's on the cover is the one where you have the pink bra and the pink boy shorts.
Right.
And, you know, as far as that, what made you go with that particular outfit?
Because actually pink is my second favorite color. I was about to say my favorite, but actually blue is my first. But pink is my second favorite color, and, I mean, it was February, so pink, February, Valentine's, it all goes in the same category, I guess.
All right. And the text, cause of course, this is, you know, one of the big elements of Human Canvas is body art. It's all about body art, period. But one of the big elements is tattoos. And, of course, you know, let everybody know how many tattoos. First off, how many tattoos do you have?
I have four. My last one is, I would say, 3.5, because my last one isn't even finished. But I have four right now. It's just my last one isn't done.
All right, so what's the one that's not finished?
The one that's not finished is the one that's on my chest, on the left side of my chest. Like,
okay,
right now,
okay.
It's...
Let's see, that's
it's
the one with... Okay.
The
now, what more
flowers.
Are you doing to that?
What did you say?
What more are you doing to that? What more are you going to do with that tattoo?
Okay. I'm going to... it's actually going to be a sleeve, the top. From my chest all over to my shoulder and about halfway down my arm. I'm just going to add a lot more different flowers and different vines. And it's going to be basically like a park. Like, you see how you would see the trees in the fall time, like with the red leaves, and they falling and all that. That's the look I'm going for.
Now, are you going to say, is it going to be color in it, or is it going to be left and white? Okay, and then we got another one on the stars. Why'd you go with the stars on your right side of your chest?
Because I believe in falling stars. I do. I wish I'm a falling star, and my dream came true. So the next week, I went and got these stars. I felt like a mini rock to me after that.
Okay. The one on your right arm, obviously, is unique. Uniqua. What does that stand for?
Uniqua is actually my middle name.
Okay. And then finally, on the left arm, excuse me, the right arm, you got...
Right.
Which I think this one's my favorite one. It's because it's so thorough to how it's done. Is the love tattoo, and kind of tell everybody about that. I don't want to ruin it. Let you tell it, because like I just like the design of it. Just throw it. Every time I look at it, it's like I haven't seen it before, and I keep looking. And I'm like, oh, and I see something I didn't notice before, and I look at it every time.
Yeah, sure. The loved one, okay, it was actually inspired by my first love, actually. We got matching tattoos the same day we went and got them together. I got it on my right one, and she got it on her left. And it's actually, my letters aren't cursive, but my letters are made of out of a microphone. Like, on one end, it's a mic. The other end is, like, the piece that you plug into the speaker, the box, or whatever.
Right. And you know, that's the part I didn't realize at first. I saw it was a mic on the edge of it, but until now, I didn't realize, oh, God, the top of the L is, it has the quarter-inch piece on there. I didn't even realize that until now.
Right, I know. A lot of people overlook that. They just look at it and say, oh, you love music? I'm like, yeah, but do you really see what my tattoo is? Look a little closer.
Yeah, because every time, like I say, this is one of the ones where every time you look at it, you know something different about the concept of it. Now, are you going to add more with that concept?
I'm probably going to make this and say this. Say like this because this is really special to me, and I don't want to add anything else to it. I like it the way it is originally. I may just get the color in, you know, a little more, but other than that, no, I'm not gonna make no changes.
Now, as far as your thoughts on, because you know, the modeling industry is starting to become more and more accepting of tattoos. Like, what's your thought on that? Because you know, before, you know, they tell you, if you're a model, you had a tattoo, you know, you got to be, you know, you always had to hide the fact that you had a tattoo. They all know, my tattoo got a tattoo, they're not going to want to work with me. And what's your thought on now people accepting that?
Tattoos, it's all art. That's what I think. I don't think tattoos should limit you from that, from any type of modeling, but, you know, more with tattoos, they're more of alternative models, so that's kind of the route that I'm really going. Not the half fashion, the whole supermodel, tall, skinny, because I don't really have a lot of height on me either, so I think my tattoos they'll complement what I'm trying to do.
Right, because I mean, and it is. Cause here's my problem when I get tired of people that hate on this. Especially when this tattoos tell a story and they're neatly placed and everything. I hate when people get, you know, you got to hear all this BS about, well, Groove's a model, da, 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 da. And like I said, it's like your first look at the love tattoo. All your stuff is neatly placed. Even after you say how you're going to add more to that one, I don't see what the problem is. So, you know, it's got to come to an end. And what do you think is going to take, as far as your personal thought on that, what do you think is going to take for them to start eventually accepting it? What steps are going to, do you think is going to happen for them to start accepting it more?
I mean, when they see more models out here with tattoos and are, you know, going after it, and every time they get knocked down and they keep coming back, they really going to see how serious we are, and maybe they'll start listening. So, I mean, I'm trying to fight for that for all of us. So I'm definitely not going to give up. No matter how many times they say, okay, no, you can't do this because of your tattoos, I'm just going to go take my business elsewhere and get my name bigger and bigger, and then I think you can make a breakthrough.
Right, it's crazy. I think a lot of these magazines now, they started to do, you know, like the Human Care is focused on body art, period. But I started to see a lot of magazines, you know, they're starting to do tattoo editions and stuff because they're starting to wake up and they have no choice but to accept it. Now, who...
Right.
Oh, so yeah, I get mad when I see that, you know, people want to just, as soon as a black person has on tattoos, it's, oh, they're a thug. as far as when someone who's not of color has one on, you know, it's not a problem. It's always it's rebellious, but it's not, you know, but you can get away with more. You know, it's annoying.
Right. And so we gotta beat these stereotypes.
Right. It's rebellious, but it's cool. But it's thuggery when we're wearing tattoos.
Right. And I hate that.
Okay, so for us, you ain't come to a close in a bit. What's some of the things you got coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
I actually have another feature in BX25 magazine. I have this. I'm attending this casting with Fed Magazine Alpha in Virginia. So I have I've got some nice stuff coming up. Should be a big surprise, I say. Because I don't want to speak too much on it right now.
All right. Don't tell nobody. All right. Okay, so let everybody know how they can follow you, as we call it on the show, how they can stalk you.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. I have my own, I have my personal page and I have my like page, but it's all the same. It's 00 Miss E, 00 M-I-Z-E. Twitter, 00 Miss E. Instagram, 00 Miss E. It's all the same. My model mayhem, I am Miss E. So that's the only thing that's different is my model mayhem account. Everything else is the same, 00 Miss E, just so you can find me.
So are you like an agent? But I saw your Twitter name, I was laughing. I was like, double old Miss E. So the first thing that came in my head was like, James Bond?
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
There's a joke that people, that some people on here call me, on this, is should they call me 009.5? I don't know what to get into, what that joke is about, but I'll say that on a later show, just to catch up on it, and it'd be a late night talk, because y'all know it. I had to explain that, you know, some of the daytime, he ain't ready for me to explain that answer to them. But, again, I thank you for coming to the show. It was fun. Fun bringing you out of your shell. First radio interview for you, period. So, you know, look forward to more to come. And, you know, definitely have you come stop by, give us time, and host with us now that you got a little teach, come host, and sometimes it helps us interview other people. So, can't wait for it.
Right. Right. Now, thank you for having me.
No problem.
Pleasure.
All right, y'all. If y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CEDDYJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, or iTunes. Just go to Dustfire Radio Network. We look for that on iTunes. That's where you find it. All right, y'all, to go on now, remind you of everything you do. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there is a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life is Just Live, your boy, Sandy J. Special guest, Miss E. Miss E, before we roll out, do you have any shout-outs for the viewers?
Right. I just want to say shout-out to all my supporters, all my family, and especially shout out to Ronaldo Creative. Shout out to you, Human Kings Magazine.
You took a very, and I'm going to commend you. You took a safe route. You know, you start calling to me, and then you're like, "Oh, you didn't say my name." They be all that. They be tripping.
Yeah,
all right, so
do.
We out, y'all. Peace.